do what the business is.
The business is back. That's what it is, man. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Check me out on Twitter and Instagram, Animal_Brown. Appreciate you in advance.
Check me out on the On Deck TV podcast and Instagram and Twitter and...
You on Snapchat finally?
Man, I still am not working.
Ah, shit.
I'm washed. But you can find me on the On Deck TV network along with FSP, the Full Sport Press. They just had their
Big Dog Final Four joint.
Yeah, like we about to do with the rap session.
Absolutely, man. Shout out J-Ho, Coach Locke, How Weezy. Check them out every Monday, man. Get your sports fix. You can find them everywhere you find us. So check them out every Monday. Shout out the Ladies Room, too. Yes. Anne-Marie, Rizzo, what up?
Yes, yes, yes. They get it in whenever they want to, like ladies do.
Absolutely, man. They do what they want when they pop in. So check out their latest joint. They do have a new one up, man. Y'all peep that.
Big show.
We appreciate it.
Big show.
Yeah, Big Dog Show, man.
A lot of people were disappointed. Well, I ain't going to say disappointed, but there was a lot of chatter back and forth about the brackets last week.
We love it. All valid points.
Yeah, we love it, man. Give us a controversy. Give us all that, man, what you do and don't like, man. Tech 9 got a lot of love. Well, I ain't going to say a lot of love. Shout out Mick Jones. He's the only one that was riding for him.
Mike Jones, but it's all good.
It's Mick. It's M-I-C.
It's Mick?
It says M-I-C.
That's how you spell Mike.
Mike is M-I-K-E.
No, Mike, like what you talking in.
I'm saying Mick. I see Mick. M-I-C is Mick to me.
No.
Clarify that for us in the
Hooked on Phonics work for you.
Nah.
Clearly it didn't.
I graduated from Overton.
Big Dog episode, like you said, man, we're going to go all the way up to the final two. So we're going to give you the Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four. All
right, so let's get this weekend stuff out of the way because the internet was going to retard it this week.
Like, what you get into the weekend?
Really, I chilled, man. I watched the Final Four. Got the basketball in. I got some work done. Got a script wrote. Shout out to my homeboy, Jeff Easley, man. We getting it in.
Big Jeff.
Got some nice stuff working. What you have going on?
Man, it was my birthday.
Batman versus Superman. Then yeah, I tried to go see the Greek Freak with you, man, but I was down.
Yeah, man, we went to the Hawks and the Bucks game, man. Greek Freak looked 8 feet tall out there.
He was hooping for a while. I had to leave, man. I was down. I ain't gonna put that restaurant down here in the Aeon Blast. They had me down. I might give him another shot. I might.
Fuck that.
Very rare. Yeah, you seen me.
You burned me once. It's a wrap.
Yeah, you seen me. I was down.
Super down.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we went out for your birthday for the game. Like, nah, I had to get up out of it. I had to get the Uber. The Uber was bullshitting. I gave him 3 stars. He didn't want to take me to the garage.
Nah, he's some slaw.
That nigga like, well, where are you going? I said, bro, garage, flow two. Okay. Macy's is right now, bro. I didn't say Macy's, my nigga. Pull up to the garage where the Marta is, where my car at, dude. That's why you get 3 stars. I hope you can lose your Uber license, nigga.
Shit, but I chilled out on my birthday too. I'm washed, man. So I watched the Pistons game Saturday night. I'm cool. That's it. That's all
but
I need. I don't need
nothing
else.
To do now, though. Birthdays.
I don't need nothing
like
else.
That. Like, I can relax on my birthday.
Chilling.
Dog. Like I ain't got to go celebrate. Like I'm celebrating life in general. Like
exactly.
It don't mean nothing for me to turn another year.
But I did see that Batman versus Superman though.
I knew you was gonna nerd it out.
Of course, and I saw it in 3D IMAX.
And it was some slaw.
It was solid. I wasn't mad at it.
You the first person I heard say it was solid. People tell me it was slaw.
Nah, the damn show wasn't no slaw.
Was slaw.
You
want to
know what some slaw is?
What?
Nigga, the comic book movie, Daredevil comic book movie. Daredevil movie was some slaw. Fantastic Four was some slaw.
I heard Daredevil on Netflix was cool, though.
That's piff. The movie is trash. Okay. Like, those are garbage movies. This Batman Superman wasn't that.
All right, man. We got crack to get into, though.
But y'all go check that Batman
First
Superman
and
out.
Foremost, let's debunk a rumor. Because this slid by, shout out to Kyrie Irving, shout out to the R&B singer's name that I don't know that you're about to tell me right now.
Who?
Kyrie Irving's girlfriend.
Oh, Kalani?
Because had this been any other day and Jeezy front teeth fell out, it would have been the front news everywhere, dude. Now, allegedly, people are saying this is not Jeezy. I seen the picture. You seen the picture. If y'all not seen the picture, I got it on my Instagram. It's probably on the On Deck Instagram by now. It'll be on the Twitter as well. It's on the On Deck Facebook page, Rap Chat. Jeezy front teeth fell out doing a show.
Yep.
You don't believe that?
They're in a squash there.
Yeah, on a squash set.
Yeah, they said it was a fake.
Is that good PR?
They said he's missing a tooth, and somebody just photoshopped the whole front grill out. So the pic is a fake. Nice try. Whoever the did that, that was cute.
Funny.
The picture of Jeezy with no teeth is hilarious.
Dog, the internet is undefeated.
Yeah, that was funny as fuck.
The internet is the biggest monster in the game. They're undefeated.
So a fake Jeezy pic is what stood out to you this week? That's what we're kicking it off with?
Yes, that's what stood out to me, man. My nigga Snowman with four missing front teeth? Yes. Yes, that is a fucking shock to me. Because I seen Snowman in a booth in like 10, 15 years ago. Actually, was it longer than that?
Slick.
Like with ice and diamonds on, and he had teeth. All of them. And he looked like he was well off. And he had a dental plan and everything. And I seen him missing four front teeth like cluckers that I know they used to run up and down 28th in Nashville. And I'm wondering what the hell happened, dude. I want to know. That's what fake. I need to know, dude. That stuck out to me. So you're telling me that wasn't the biggest news to you? Give me your biggest news.
Nah, man, this Drake shit, man. This the biggest news to me, dude, right now.
Stan,
like
the album will be out Saturday, dude. Allegedly. No, alleged too. He better drop his views Saturday.
There's another artist coming out claiming that they have been writing for Drake and are upset that they have not been getting paid. Mo G is a Toronto rapper who said he's been doing some crazy, got some credits on his shit, and he ain't getting the checks like he's supposed to. He went, he took the social media, aired him out. Now this is my question:
Mo G White?
No. And he shouted Mo G out on Summer 16. Mo G with the dance moves.
Mo G with the dance moves.
So he's, I guess he knows who he is. I don't know.
Nah.
If you're Mo G.
Uh-huh.
And let's say you did write some shit for Drake and they didn't pay you. Is this the route you go, or do you shut the fuck up?
Mo G,
and write for somebody else.
Mo G, appreciate the little dance move shout out. Mo G, keep doing the little dance moves. Make sure you stay down with the sixth god and this wave that's about to hit, and stay down with OVO. Don't be causing no problems. Stick to the dance moves, dude.
You young Mo G, play young, your role. You got plenty of time. Look,
bruh, young Mo G, stick to the dance moves, dude. That's it. I don't need to know what you do inside the OVO camp.
Yeah.
Like, as Drake has demonstrated, dude, like, he Hitler. Drake Hitler rap, dog. Like, he is squashed. Like, he's sending people to concentration camps, dude. Why would you want to be on that side? Like, what Mo G got to win from this?
That's a lose-lose right there,
Mo
my
G,
friend.
Yeah, Mo G, relax, dude. Take the little, like, take the little Chick-fil-A meals. Take the, like, be cool with it, Mo G.
Free studio time.
Your time gonna come.
The like throwaway bitches that he don't smash. Like, take all of that.
Yeah. Like a PND
and be fine with it.
PND popping right now for nothing, no reason,
no song.
He a SoundCloud artist, from what they
say.
Now
you,
allegedly.
You trying to shit on Party Next Door?
I'm not shitting on it. I'm just saying, like, if I had $100 million contract,
Kyrie Irving,
PND is not. Get my bitch.
First of all, that was his gal first.
It doesn't matter.
It does. Because that means you was just a rebound nigga.
Let me tell you, the $100 million is what matters here.
She not getting none of that? The fuck?
Okay.
If Kyrie, but look, though,
Kyrie ain't no, like, big dog boss nigga. Like, he spreading the wealth. Like, he letting her have some of that. I'm surprised he ain't, like, buy her a record label. Like, I ain't even gonna lie to you, man.
Unless you can tell me one Kalani song, I'm cool on talking about her.
I didn't even know who Kalani was until 2 days ago.
He making her famous.
Apparently
right now.
Apparently she popular, though. People like her.
Okay.
I swear to God, shout out my homeboy John Kim. I was talking to him. He was like, he had no idea what was going on. And I was like, you do know who Kyrie Irving is, right? He was like, yeah, I know him. He plays basketball.
Does he know who Party Next Door is?
No, he did not know who Party Next Door is.
Okay, so I know he don't know who Kalani is.
That was the crazy thing. I said, so Kyrie Irving is dating Kalani. He was like, oh shit, that's my favorite artist.
No, he thought you was talking about somebody else.
Swear to fucking God. He Chinese.
He thought you was talking about somebody
He's
else.
He's Asian. Is it Chinese or Asian?
I don't know. Who is he? I don't know.
It's my homeboy. Asian or Chinese. One or the other. But he was like, oh shit, she's dope. I was like, no fucking way you know who that is. You don't know who Party Next Door is, but you know who Kalani is?
Yeah, he thinking somebody else.
Nah, he know who Kalani is. Like, he described her, put the picture up and everything. The tattoos, all that. Crazy. But anyway, we getting too far off subject. Kyrie Irving took an L this week. party next door. Word is on the streets, do not let any of your females that you care about get close to Drake. My mom took a picture with Drake that I had posted a while ago. I'm slick hot about that because I don't know what he said to her.
To keep your girl away from OVO camp. It's the bottom line. It's the moral of Drake, the story. I got to ask him
about that picture, man.
And also, hold on, though. These ghosts, so we not tripping on these ghostwriter claims. We just keeping it moving. It's the second nigga that's...
man, like, listen, okay, man.
So we just keeping
Drake
it moving.
Drake is an artist.
So you cool on that?
Yes.
Can you still put him in top five?
Like, bro, if a nigga can go do Hotline Bling and do those dance moves, like, if you can go do that and you still cool and you still popping and you can do a Rihanna thing and you can do... Yeah, like, I don't care if niggas help you. Like, I don't care if it's 15 niggas in there helping you write songs because you come out with fire. I don't care.
But you can't put him in the conversation.
If it's Kendrick, if it's Big Sean, if it's J. Cole, then it's a problem. But Drake ain't the same type of artist as those dudes. Like, he can want to be in that category all he want to, and he can say, I'm the best rapper or this or that.
No, he can't say that then.
Yes, he can. He can say it because he got the capability to murder niggas.
Not
he
if it's somebody else's rap. Pen, though.
I mean, but the pen come from the hooks. The pen come from what make him popular. The pen come from what makes him Drake. The rapping shit, I think that's authentically him. Like, okay, it ain't a nigga going in there dissing Meek Mill for Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's a nigga going in there writing Hotline Bling, and it ain't hot because it's him. Right. But then he give it to Drake and it's popping.
That makes most sense.
You know what I'm saying? But like, so I ain't mad at Drake for that at all. But like, when the nigga bringing the pen out and he murdering niggas like Common. You know, like, when he doing that, it ain't nobody else is doing that but him, because it's so like in tune with what he is as an artist, like how he murdered the niggas so softly.
Right.
Soft murders. All Meek shit was soft murders until the last one. You know what I'm saying? Like, he soft murdered niggas real good.
So speak while we talking about Meek, what's your man name? The original ghostwriter dude, Quentin Miller.
Oh my god.
He was on Vlad TV.
It's disgusting.
And he made a couple of statements, man, and
this
broke
is
a
disgusting.
He slick broke a story that Tax Stone had already been talking about. Tax Stone, a couple of months ago, had said that Meek Mill and his crew had beat up Quentin Miller in LA in the mall. He said they beat him up in the Foot Locker. Now, y'all know how stories go. If you've played the post office game, one person tells something, they tell the other person. By the time it get back to you, it's a whole nother story. But this nigga was actually close. So this dude confirmed getting them hands put on him by Meek Mill and his crew. And it wasn't in Foot Locker. It was in the Nike store in L.A. Now,
is there any footage?
Not yet.
Have we seen any footage?
We haven't.
So what type of nigga come out and say?
He said it was true. Nah. He was asked, so, hey,
so,
is
yeah,
this
so,
story
so
true?
What type of nigga are you, though? Like, what type of nigga are you to be like, yeah?
He said he's from Gwinnett County. He's not about that life.
Who was he talking to?
He was talking about Vlad. He was talking to Vlad.
Yeah, Vlad. I got my ass whooped in L.A. by Dream Chasers. Yep. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Yep.
Like,
he said he's from Gwinnett County. He's not about that life. He said he's not from the street.
What does that mean?
He's not from the street. He's from the suburbs.
That gangster's in Gwinnett County, dude. Like, I hate that. That's gay. Pardon, like, I'm not trying to be politically incorrect here, but like, whatever sentiment that you take it as far as being like weak as fuck, weak as water, like, you don't get on there and tell Vlad, yeah, I got jumped by niggas, and you know this nigga on probation. Like, what are you doing, Quentin Miller? Like, what are you, like, that's why you write for Drake and you don't rap. That's why your songs don't pop. That's why you're not cool. Like, he might be fucking bitches, I'm sure, because we know how bitches are.
Right.
But, like, who gets on there and say that, dog?
Hey, man.
And just you can be keeping it real all you want. Like, I'm slick gonna be hot at Vlad for bringing it up.
No, he had to ask him. He had to ask him.
No, my manager's taking care of this.
Now, like, you don't need to be on the show then.
Then I ain't doing the show because I'm Quentin Miller and I really ain't got no need to be doing the show.
Quentin Miller got a manager?
Exactly. So what is he on the show for? To answer questions about getting beat up by Meek Mill? Like, I don't need to hear nothing from Quentin Miller.
No, I needed that laugh. I needed the laugh.
To me, it wasn't even funny because he came out so bitch-like. when he did it. It was charming. It was like, what are you doing?
He shed blood in the Nike store.
Meek and them should have beat the shit out of him.
He said hitting him is like hitting Frank Ocean. You don't get no points for that.
Listen to that. What kind of man? And I promise to God, I'm not knocking gay people because I don't want the gay mafia after me at all.
This is Spike Lee speaking, y'all. Not Animal Burn.
But listen though.
Go ahead, and put your foot in your mouth.
Frank Ocean is what? He bisexual or he gay?
I have no idea.
You know.
No, I don't.
You know, nigga. You know everything else about hip hop, but you don't know where Frank Ocean is.
Frank Ocean ain't hip hop.
Okay, whatever. So, you sit here and you compare yourself.
Of all the people.
To Frank Ocean?
Yeah, I thought that was strange.
Yeah, like, what are you trying to, like, are you trying to gather sympathy points? Like, why was Frank Ocean even, like, if I'm Frank Ocean, I'm offended. I'm harder than you, my nigga. Like, I'm not finna go here and tell niggas I got whooped in the Nike store by my Meek Mill and them. If I'm Frank Ocean, I'm dissing Quentin Miller.
So hold on, because a lot of people may be listening and wondering why would he put hands on Quentin Miller for. So the story allegedly goes that Meek Mill wanted Quentin Miller to write some shit for him originally, but he turned him down and then double backed and wrote shit for Drake. And Meek Mill was apparently hot about that. Now they asked, now Vlad asked Quentin Miller, was that true? He said, man, I can't talk about that. He said he can't talk about that. So he admitted that he got whooped, but he wouldn't talk about Meek Mill wanting him to write for him first.
This is Spike Lee. Go ahead.
Can we go ahead and assume that was a true statement then, that Meek Mill wanted him to write for him?
No, we can't. Okay. This is the Spike Lee assessment of this. Quentin Miller's a bitch nigga. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if he want to see me, then I'll see him. If he comparing himself to Frank Ocean, we can handle it. But, like, you the type of nigga, like, that nobody wants to hear from. Ruins the parties, like always saying dumb shit, like the bitches leave when you come around. That's Quentin Miller. You just happen to be talented with a pen, like. And I see why if Meek Mill and them did whoop his ass in the Nike store, they did, because now you're looking at it a case like, you know Meek Miller's situation, right? Meek Mill,
right?
You know his situation with probation and this and that. They ain't riding him. So now you come out and say, with Vlad, where you know, like, 50 views. Just got popped. Meek been getting popped on there. Like, they're paying attention to social media. So not only are you, like, shucking it out by being a bitch, you telling. You're like, oh, yeah, Meek, all his crew, they beat me up. Clear violation of the probation. Lock him up. Come on, bro. That's gay. Yeah. That's just gay on so many levels. And no offense to people who are gay. Yeah, I mean gay like just, fraudulent. It's just whack. Like fraudulent.
They tripping.
Come on, man.
Moving on, though.
That was a hell of a topic. I had to get all that tripping out, man. Because, like, that's disgusting, man. Like, people like him are disgusting, dude.
Let's move on to more brighter news, man. Shout out No Limit Mac. All our No Limit fans out there. We know y'all out there. We had the Where Are They Now No Limit episode, and we did hella numbers on that. Appreciate right. that. Y'all go yep. check that out if you ain't heard it.
Gotta listen.
But one of the brightest stars on the tank, Mac, they the saying brightest. He may be released soon. He's doing 30 years right now. Apparently, according to the Huffington Post, so this ain't just no bullshit. Huffington Post, pretty credible. Yeah. The main witness in the case, mm-hmm. who claimed that he looked Mac dead in his eyes when he shot dude in the club. Apparently, the jury was not allowed to hear the testimony of another man who was there, who said, "Dude, that dude that told y'all that, he lying. He was outside the club with me when the shooting went off. It's impossible. He couldn't have seen Mac do it. He was outside with me." So that testimony was never put into the case. And so he may be getting his shit overturned and released soon because of that new evidence. Just giving y'all an update on Mac for those checks. 30 years, they convicted dude. Like, this wasn't no OJ trial for like 8 months. Nah, nigga. Oh, Mac, out in the club, shooting, rapper. What the lyrics say? Murder, murder, kill, kill. Ah, guilty. That's how quick it happened. Yeah. 30 years, gavel, next. So.
Because he was tied into the No Limit scene, he was tied into Master P. We heard the trials and tribulations of Boosie. all the other No Limit rappers, Soulja Slim, prior to him dying.
C Murder,
locked up right now.
Life, yep.
Fiend was on the he was on the show. We talked about it as well. How hard they go in New Orleans as far as artists and people who have a little bit of recognition. Webb has talked about it as well. I think this is cool if it's true.
Yeah. Because something similar to this came out last year.
Yeah.
That he may be getting out soon.
I don't know what happened from it. My question and what I want to know as a hip hop head is, are you interested in a Mac album?
Today? Unfortunately, yeah. Nah.
You don't want to hear a Mac album?
I don't. And I fucked with Mac heavy back in the day.
But let's remember, though. Let's remember that Mac was the best rapper on the limit.
Hands down.
Okay, so let's say that he been studying his craft while he been in there. It been 20 years.
God. That's old it, bro. Who from No Limit today you still want to hear an album from? Anybody?
Fiend still put music out.
Do you want to hear an album from him?
I put an album. I heard one that was decent. Bro. I'm not saying that I want
I'm not saying you but didn't, look, but though, come
but
on,
look,
though.
But look, though. Fiend was like the second best
rapper.
He
was talented.
Exactly. So, if Fiend put an album out and, like, I at least listened to it, it wasn't bad.
Nah, for sure.
I didn't run it back.
For sure.
If Mac could get with the right people, I don't know who that would be. I'm listening to him.
I just want to see him out, man. That's all.
I would love to see him out, but I'm listening. But on, like, what we talk about, the hip-hop basis of it,
I'll listen to that old Mac and get them stream checks for him. Like, I'll listen to that.
Nah, like, there's no one that you want to see him work with. There's nothing that you want to see him do. Like, are you cool with him just being out?
I'm cool with him just being out. I'm just gonna be being honest. Out. I don't need to hear that.
You
Mac
don't need
tape.
No new Mac.
Nah.
Wow.
Neither do you.
I need a song or something.
Okay, a song.
Like, but who with who though? Like, I don't even think it's a person from the. Right now in the southern rap game, there's nobody that could appreciate a Mac feature.
Star. Nobody.
Who?
Star. Lito say he talked to him.
Well, I mean, that's home. Like, we biased. Star is a little bit more educated in the game than people his age or people of his stature.
Right.
Like, it ain't nobody like to spit like him and got the knowledge of the game as far as history. And you like we not comparing Star to Young Thug. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like Gates maybe?
That would be solid.
Yeah. But do Gates know?
Yeah, he should. He from Baton Rouge, he should know.
Boosie, nigga.
That's cool.
What we need, that Boosie and that Mac. We good. And let's ride.
We good. We straight.
Fire.
Come on, we don't need that. We don't
fire.
Need that.
Nope. Boosie and that Mac verse. Let's go.
Nah.
He put Turk on the song. Shit.
All right. Oh, real quick too, man. Before I forget, man. Rest in peace, Fife Dawg, Tribe Called Quest member. Passed away from diabetes. Was it?
Yeah, diabetes complications with diabetes. He had been struggling with that for a long time.
It was early 40s too, if I'm not mistaken.
Diabetes do you? It attacks your
clearly.
Kidneys. Yeah, it attacks your kidneys, man. It's a tough disease. Fife Dawg was a legend with Tribe Called Quest. Him, Q-Tip. I'm not sure the other dude's name.
I wasn't a big. I'm gonna keep it one a buck 50 because that's what we do. I'm not a big fan of Tribe Called Quest. That's not to say they ain't had no heat. I'm not a fan.
Apparently, that one of their albums a classic.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that though. Because I know I can't. Of course, it escapes me right now.
But that would be like me saying that Shell Shock is a classic to a nigga from Brooklyn.
Right.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So
but, like, I mean, I get it. He got a ton of love, too, on social media.
He get a lot of love and condolences to his family and the people that were associated with him and, you know, people that loved him.
Absolutely, man. Two more before we hit this song break, man. We got to big shout-outs to Diddy.
You ain't going to do the fat trail?
I was going to say that for last because it's too funny.
All right.
Diddy is looking to open up a charter school, man, in Harlem. It's called the Harlem Capital Preparatory School.
Yep.
6th and 7th graders. He's looking to expand it to go to the 12th grade in the near future. Big move for Puff? Big deal, little deal, no deal? What scale is this for Puff?
I think this is a big deal for Puff. I'm trying to get a better understanding of the charter schools. I do know they're funded by the government. They are an alternative to regular government schools as to where the curriculum can be picked out by the people who lead the school as opposed to it being a state initiative curriculum. So, yeah, I think it's important because what you see with charter schools and with people like Puff, Jalen Rose from ESPN, yep, the other people that I don't want to fail to mention, Umar Johnson, they do it, and they do it on a curriculum that's based on Black African-American studies, so you can not only learn your history, but they can also prepare you for what's going on in the world and how you will be treated as an African-American or a Black or whatever you like to associate yourself with. So I think it's a big move for Puff. It'll be great to see a lot of other people do this, because I think the main problem here in America is our education system. And if you start getting people in Chicago to get them out of them ragged-ass public schools and get them into bigger and better schools, like even in L.A., all the places, like, get them into better schools, and I think we can make a difference as far as hip-hop, even. Like, because people going to migrate towards a Puff Daddy school. They'll migrate towards a Lil Wayne school. They'll migrate towards a Scarface school. Everybody don't have the fortitude to do so. I know that. I'm asking a lot. But if a small amount of people paid attention who were into that, like Jalen Rose, like Puff is doing it, and I can't name another person that's doing it now, but I'm sure there are more, I think it'll make a big difference.
I agree, man. So big shout out to Puff for doing that, though, stepping out. Now, last but certainly not least, Fat Trail was arrested in Maryland. if I just told you Fat Trail was arrested, what would first come to mind you think he would be arrested for?
Murder one.
Guns, murder drugs.
One, slutty gang, murder one, slutty gang, big dog, heroin operation on the East Coast.
None of that was the case. He was arrested at a casino.
Or
was that
counterfeit money?
Yeah, he was arrested for having counterfeit 50s in a casino. He claims that he got them from an ATM. They, of course, were not biting.
Oh, my God.
And they arrested his ass. Now, here's the thing. You and I have seen counterfeit money fairly recently. We know what it looks like.
Shout out to homeboy.
Yeah, shout out to homie. We know what it looks like. And it looks like real money. But when you touch...
No, it could pass off as real money.
It could.
Look like.
If you didn't touch it. But as soon as you grab... As soon as somebody hands it to you, 5 seconds in, it doesn't feel like real money. Okay. For me.
Now, in defense...
Of who? Not Fat Trill.
5 words you'll probably never hear me say again. In defense of Fat Trill. I had to count that in everything. If you passing out counterfeit money,
okay,
you got a couple of options. One,
kill yourself. No, go ahead.
Yeah, maybe that's one. You know a homeboy that works at a store
who can, right? Swap them. Okay,
like not the corner store that
like Walgreens or something.
Yeah, like it got to be Target, Walmart, Walgreens, right.
Where you can just buy a stick of gum with the 50.
Go buy some shit.
Right.
You go through his line.
Right.
Whoop whoop whoop. You pass him that, and he give you like
change
back.
Right.
And so
buy a stick of gum.
You're making
shit.
A little bit of money off of it, right?
Very little.
Very little.
Shit.
Second option is you go to the casino.
Nah, that's not an option.
It is though. Because stuff is supposed to be moving fast paced. If you a pro at this, you can get this done.
Shit.
I've seen it happen.
I ain't
so
buying.
Fat Trail suffering in the MMG deal,
right,
is trying to rush this shit. He could have got away with this. Like, it happens. He probably just had some bad counterfeit money.
Dog, those people are trained
fucking
dogs,
listen,
nigga.
Listen.
You're not getting that shit passed off in no Sino, dude.
Bro,
I'm not biting.
I just got off a cruise and got into an argument with the pit boss about $40. Because he tried to show
you had counterfeit 20s.
Nah, I was going to whoop his ass and he ain't put my bet down on time. Then try to shuck me out. But with that being said, like, yeah, you're right. They trained as fuck,
man.
They own it. They own it.
Yeah.
So if a Fat Trail to live in that area, know those casinos, they're like, what you doing, bro?
And then he tried to say
went to like, he should have went to like,
no, he shouldn't have went anywhere,
like North Dakota or some shit, man.
This nigga said he got him from an ATM. Now I don't know about who you bank with.
He said he got him from a 7-Eleven in his area.
Yeah, ATM, motherfucker.
Oh, he got him out. I thought he got changed.
No, he said he got him out of an ATM and a 7-Eleven. I don't know what ATM y'all bank with. Bank of America does not give out 50s. If I go in there and put in 200, they're giving me 10 20s.
Yeah.
If I put it, there's 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. That's it. Like, you're not getting a 50 out of an ATM, at least not Bank of America. So that was a nice try. Second off, you got dreads, face tats, golds.
Bro, you fat, like, nigga, trail.
Nigga, they're not biting,
dude.
Dog.
You're fat trail, dude.
You look like
look
you got
counterfeit. Look at fat trail, dude. Money. Fat trail look like he got counterfeit money. Oh, and I dude. Fuck with fat trail. He had great interviews. Some of his music, all right. But for if sure. I'm sitting there on the other side of the table and I'm like, fat trail, do you have counterfeit money? He's like, no, I got this out of the ATM.
No.
Fat trail, I'm not biting.
No, bro. If you had a suit and a fade, you might could talk your way out of that.
Nah, you got to cut. Well, yeah, you said fade.
Maybe.
You said fade. You got
but
them
you're not
off.
Dreads and the face tat. You like, you lost. So this song break is dedicated to Fat Trail. It's Big Sean. He dropped a new joint. It's called Get My Shit Together. Fat Trail, you got to get your shit together.
No such thing as getting paid too much. Going all night, please pray for us. Going all night, please pray for us.
I guess I got to get my shit together. I guess I gotta get it, man. I guess it's do or die now, huh? I guess I met the ace that I can't try now, huh? I guess so. I ain't gotta guess no more on me. I mean, I met the ace that I can't even try no more on me. We gotta do it. It ain't even do or die no more. I woke up early, nigga. I had a dream. I died at 30, nigga. Oh, 20-something knowing real life. To make $1 million, what it feel like? I feel like I need to know it right then. To feel like young Ray Allen with the white twins. Popping harder than MJ with the white skin. I take you way back. I'm talking Tommy Hilfiger, wave cap, way back. Back when we said we need to risk Rocky ASAP. I had the Casio time to replace that. Don't make me snap back. Back to the teaser, snap back. Cala with the flow. You know they don't want you to snap. Yep. Don't make me get the car seat. Niggas know I'm they pat pat. Boy, they owe it to me like Leonardo the cap. Facts, yep, look. Fresh out of debt, getting spoiled rich. And I'm just trying to spend it all with a little bitch. I've been choosing wrong girls my whole life. I hope I don't fail the test again. And have her going through my text again religiously like it's the Old Testament. And end up single, alone, and stressed again. Saying, I guess I gotta get my shit together. I guess I gotta get it, man. I guess it's do or die now, huh? I guess I met the ace that I can't try now, huh? I guess so. I ain't gotta guess no more on me. I mean, I met the ace that I can't even try no more on me. We gotta do it. It ain't even do or die no more. Look, thinking to myself what true success is. The sum is to get a job, retire, and move to Texas.
Big Sean just released my theme song for the rest of the year, dude. That's gotta get fire. My shit together.
That's crack fire right there. I gotta get my shit together. Everybody Ooh. Ought to get their shit together, man. Everybody work on getting your shit together this year, man.
Even if you already got it together, man, work on getting more together.
There's never an extent of where you have your shit together all the way. So keep working. Just keep getting your shit together, man.
And keep dropping that heat, Big Sean. You creeping up into my top favorite MCs right now. I can't even fly.
Is Big Sean in your top five?
He in my favorites.
Yeah, I like Big Sean. I ain't gonna lie, though.
I ain't gonna lie. It might be top three. Shit.
I like Big Sean. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, man. Like we said, March Madness, we're gonna run through the Sweet 16 and we're gonna run through the Elite Eight. We're gonna end
gonna
with
catch
the...
up with the society or where everybody else at now.
Absolutely, man. We're gonna end up, we're gonna leave you with the Final Four and then next week we'll do the Final Four and the Championship. So Sweet 16 matchups, man. Some all right little matchups, a couple of blowouts, we gonna say.
Whoa.
Let's start with the East Coast, man. Drake versus Logic and Nicki Minaj versus Fetty Wap. Is either one of those a blowout?
Tell me how Fetty Wap beats Nicki Minaj.
Fetty Wap had the same reasons he beat Wale in the previous round. Okay. He had three number ones.
Man, that Wale Nicki Minaj would have been great.
Nah, that would have been a little bit more of a
good
battle.
Controversy. That would have been a good talking point. But, okay, I give you that. Because Nicki, man, couldn't hold it down. She really didn't have no hits. Fetty Wap smashed it. So Fetty Wap is moving on in a blowout. It was close early, but Fetty Wap took it late.
Absolutely, man.
Drake Logic. Logic had a cool CD.
Had a nice CD, man. Lucky to make it this far, honest.
We talking about the sixth guard, though, man.
Yeah, sixth guard.
What the sign say? 4 plus 4 equals?
Four plus two equals six, man. April 2nd.
I'm just terrified, dude. I don't know what to expect from the sixth guard. Just spare me, dude.
Drake had the billboard that said
I'm in submission plus, now, dude. Just spare me, dude. These niggas from Canada is ruthless,
It dog. Said 4 plus 2 equals 6. A lot of people are thinking that means April 2nd is when the views from the sixth is going to drop.
Listen.
Which is Saturday.
Listen, man. Spare me, sixth God. Spare me, dude. I don't want no pause of what you got going on. You fucking $100 million nigga contract bitches. Like, y'all are shaking it at OVO.
Absolutely.
I just want to be down, dude. OVO is the new Illuminati. That's just what that is, dude.
So in the East, man, for the championship game, we got Drake versus Fetty Wap. Now let's move. Hold off on that. We're going to move to, let's move to the South.
Okay.
We got Future versus Pusha T.
Woo!
And we got it's Kevin Gates game. Versus J. Cole.
It's a close game right there with that Future versus Pusha T, though.
It is?
Yes.
How?
Push.
How?
Push the best rap in the South.
See, now you just said that just so you can make a point that this was going to be close?
Yes.
And it's really not?
Basically, I did.
Future 2015 was barbecuing Pusha T's 2015.
No.
Ain't no question.
Not lyrically.
No, not lyrically song at all.
Song-making wise.
Everything hits.
Okay, I forgot about J. Cole. J. Cole better than Pusha T.
Exactly.
Future
versus Pusha T, man. I fuck with Pusha T. I even like your Adidas.
I like Pusha, yeah. But he didn't have March Madness.
No.
He had fuck up commas.
No.
Yeah.
DS2.
It was close up until like last 4 minutes and it was out of the Future.
Yeah, man.
So we got Future moving on.
Then we got Cole and J. Cole and Kevin Gates.
Could that be closer than people think? Because a lot of people don't like J. Cole.
They don't. A lot of people,
a lot
like
of people
Kevin
say
Gates.
J. Cole is boring.
They do, and I can understand somebody saying that.
But a lot of people say Kevin Gates is retarded.
Exactly. I see a lot of people saying that. J. Cole, man, his album came out late last year.
I just got to give it to J. Cole off the strength of the HBO documentary.
First platinum album with no features.
And the Black Lives Matter thing that Kevin Gates is on. Like, I ain't like it.
Kevin Gates talked just a little too much.
Too much.
Talked himself out of the W.
One thing I will say about Kevin Gates, though, and I noticed that somebody mentioned this on Twitter today. Shout out to our guys over at the Blind Box Podcast. Catfish, I think, said this. Kevin Gates, I thought that his overall subject topic was declining, but I did listen to his last album, and he's actually stepping it up. He got some nice songs on there. That's a cool album.
It is.
I wasn't expecting it. I ain't gonna lie.
It ain't 2014 Forest Hill Drive, though.
Hell no. That's classic.
So J. Cole moves on.
Exactly.
And in the finals in the South, we got Future versus J. Cole. That's gonna be heavy. I'm not gonna lie.
That's bias right there, because you know I'm rapping.
Let's take it to the Midwest, man. We had Kanye versus Lupe. And we have Freddie Gibbs versus Big Sean.
How do Freddie Gibbs keep making it this far? It's only on the strength of you.
Nigga, the
you the number one
in,
Freddie Gibbs fan in America, right?
I got Gibbs, goddamn it, making it to the Sweet 16.
Like Freddie Gibbs shouldn't have beat Lil Bibby. He might not should have made it past Rocky Fresh. But we got Freddie Gibbs in the Sweet 16. Man, I don't understand
right.
How.
Easy. Nigga.
How?
Gangsta Gibbs.
Like, it's
you put
crazy.
Out quality product on an independent level. This is what you get. This is where
oh
it gets
God,
you.
Dog.
And he benefits from a weak conference.
What are Freddie Gibbs' strengths?
He's a lyricist. He puts on a good show. I'll find out when he comes out here next month.
Like, you don't even know.
I'll find out when he comes out here next month.
Man, shout out my nigga Heat Game P, man. Like, I'm in agreement with you. I have no idea how Freddie Gibbs even makes it to these lists this far. That nigga in the Sweet 16, dude. He like Wisconsin, dude.
He benefits
a whole
conference.
Team full of 6'5 white people, dude. You have no idea how they're competing against blacks, and they're doing it every year, and you're wondering what's going on, dude. How is Freddie Gibbs here, dude? Big Sean
boy.
Slaughters him right here.
Yeah, he does.
Slaughter.
With all that being said, Big Sean dominates him in this game.
Okay.
I feel the same way about Kanye and Lupe. I'm be honest, for obvious reasons. Kanye dog walks Lupe, even though Lupe's a better rapper.
Okay.
I like Kanye's album better than Lupe's.
I ain't got to say nothing else. You said that. I'm cool with it.
But Kanye moves on.
Yeah.
So we got Kanye and Big Sean in the finals in the Midwest.
Ooh.
I like that.
Who's the better rapper right there?
See, Kanye got writers, though.
Yeah, he do.
He do. Kanye got writers. I can't cheat him like that. Let's take it to the West, man. We had Kendrick Lamar versus Ty Dolla $ign.
Ty Dolla $ign, a sneaky little strong little. He's a strong guy right here.
His album better than To Pimp a Butterfly.
Get the fuck out of here. Man. I almost got to walk off every podcast because of some To Pimp a Butterfly disrespect.
Free TC.
One of the best albums, excuse me, I got the hiccups. One of the best albums in the last 10 years. And you putting Free TC?
Ty Dolla $ign.
No.
Man, over that To
Did you see
consumer.
The Grammy performance? Did you see that?
The performance was
I'm black,
super
my
dope.
Nose is big, my lips. Like, come on, dog.
Nah, he dog.
Ty Dolla $ign ain't got nothing to do with that. Man.
Ty Dolla $ign ain't got
nothing.
And
I like Ty Dolla $ign.
I do too.
He shouldn't even be in this bracket. He should be in the R&B bracket.
I agree, but the West is weak out here in these streets, so we had to fill some slots.
With that being said, Kendrick Lamar wins.
Absolutely. Now
easily.
G-Eazy versus The Game.
I don't know how to. I have no idea how either one of them made this far.
Again, the West Coast. You got to think about the competition.
See, Nipsey should have beat The Game in the last.
That's not true.
That's true.
Not last year.
Nipsey is one of the most influential voices on the West Coast.
Nipsey fuck around had like a beard and everything right now. Like, I wouldn't even know I had seen him. He fucking cut his head,
He's fucking Lauren London.
Duh, I wouldn't remember that if I hadn't just been standing over Lauren London. Like, I'd be forgetting about that shit. They're not out there like that.
I don't believe you standing on Lauren London.
I fuck with Lauren London, though. She bad. I think she smokes cigarettes, though.
Doshi.
Shout out to everybody that smokes cigarettes. It's just for a female that don't do nothing for me. I'm just going to be 1,000.
Get your vape on, man. Shout out to Murphy Lee, man, with the vape your tail feather, man. Y'all go holler at my boy, man.
Yeah, so I think she smokes cigarettes. That kills it for you, boy.
I don't believe Lauren London smokes cigarettes, dude.
I love her too much.
That's
to
impossible.
Believe it too.
I got to Google that and everything. Like, there's no way Lauren London smokes cigarettes, dude.
So, with that being said.
Not new.
G-Eazy versus The Game.
Oh, my God.
G-Eazy, we seen them shows. We seen them. I've seen the G-Eazy vlogs. They look amazing. The shows look stupid.
G-Eazy had the ESPN drop.
And he did. And he did the Golden State song too.
How long do we got to talk about this whole game is out of here?
All right, game out of here.
All right, thank you.
G-Eazy moving on.
Let's get him out of here. Like game really shouldn't even made it this far.
So in the West we have Kendrick Lamar versus G-Eazy, and then, so this is the Elite Eight. Kendrick Lamar, G-Eazy, Kanye, Big Sean,
Drake, Fetty Wap, Future, J. Cole.
The South and the East are heavy.
Oh man, that's a heavy. That's a hell of a discussion to have.
So let's
Drake, Fetty Wap.
Is that the one we knocking out first?
Eh.
You want to say that one for last?
Okay. I don't understand why they say it for last, but go ahead.
No, I'm asking.
We got to say that for last. Let's do one. This more. I think we can come to a conclusion quicker.
Okay.
Kanye West, Big Sean. Kanye West, your boy. You want Kanye to win this.
But I just said Big Sean.
You
was
want
in my top
Kanye
three.
To win this so bad. But Big Sean is the rappingest ass nigga in the game right now.
He's cooking.
Ball
right
for
now.
Ball.
He's cooking.
I ain't talking about songs like Drake. I ain't talking about burying niggas. I'm talking about the rapping ass nigga in the game spitting straight fire is Big Sean.
And he signed to Kanye West.
Yeah.
Kanye West is his boss.
Oh.
Kanye West, Yeezy's jumped over the jump, man.
Oh, that's the Trump card.
Yeah, you can't outshine the master, man. 48 laws of power.
That's the Trump card, man.
Kanye, like, slightly.
If Kanye never wanted you to hear from Big Sean again, that could happen.
He could pull the plug.
God. So Kanye win because of that?
He has to.
He got to, don't he?
Man. Kanye moves on to the final four.
There's a lesson somewhere in that, man. Y'all got to figure that out, man. Stay independent, man.
Let's take it to the West then, man.
All right, so we got Kanye moving on.
We got Kanye moving on.
In the final
on.
Four.
So let's do Kendrick Lamar versus
G-Eazy. This is easy. This is a 100-point blowout.
By who?
Let's not
do that.
By who?
Time out. Hold on. The album was not beloved across the board.
Are we going white privilege here? Is it what we doing?
No, we're going white privilege? Album privilege.
What?
G-Eazy album better.
Then who's?
Then Kendrick Lamar.
What Kendrick Lamar?
That bullshit Pimp a Butterfly shit.
Oh my God, man.
Saving him is the throwaway choice.
G-Eazy last album ain't better than Kendrick Lamar demo. I swear to fucking God. Swear to God, dude. Like, it's impossible.
I promise you it is.
No, it's impossible, dude. Like, okay. Even in some weird world, twilight zone of animal brownness, that the G-Eazy album is better than any one of the last three albums that Kendrick put out.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick is still the biggest star.
He is.
Kendrick still murdered the Grammys.
He did.
Which they didn't want him to do.
He did.
Kendrick is like 1A, 1B. Him now, and Drake.
Now you just mentioned the Grammys. That just reminded me of something.
What? That G-Eazy wasn't there? No one knows G-Eazy at the Grammys?
That Kendrick was nominated for 11 and won hella Grammys.
Okay, so he wins.
So I forgot about that shit.
So he wins.
He do that.
Moving
that
on
that.
To the Final Four. Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West in one bracket.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, that's rough.
This Future and J. Cole and this Drake and Fetty Wap are rough. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Whoever's listening, like, no, I mean, that's easy. No, it's not. All these niggas have monster years.
What, niggas that say Drake is easy because it's Drake and he the sixth god?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He literally killed a nigga this year.
Killed a nigga that was hot.
Yeah, like, not a random nigga. Like, nah. He Tupac big the nigga.
Dude, Meek Mill had a number one album and had the baddest rap bitch in the game wearing his chain.
And he was relentless and didn't let up, though.
Tough.
Ooh, God.
But Fetty Wap the Cinderella on here. He not even supposed to be right here.
Fetty Wap had you signing petitions to get Nancy Reagan, Trap Queen, son of her funeral.
Dude.
That's big.
He slick blew the word trap up this year. I mean, last year.
No, he didn't.
He made a commercial.
I can't give him that.
He made a commercial.
Nah.
Trap Queen. Give me another record that made it that high on Billboard that had trap in the title.
I mean, I can't do that, but I'm saying like Migos, Jeezy, T.I.
Bro, what commercial song did Jeezy have trap in it? That's what I'm saying. He had people singing that Trap Queen, kids and everything. Like it was on the radio, white people know it. That's what I'm saying. That's why I say commercial. It went commercial.
Okay. I mean, I'm hesitant to give you that. I got to think more about it.
I'm not saying on the underground. Like he wasn't the first nigga to say it, obviously.
I get what you're saying. He wasn't the first one to do it, right. But
he popularized it though commercially.
I think the whole Atlanta scene. Can we give Atlanta as a whole scene? I mean,
they made it a hot line. Fetty Wap made it a hot song.
Okay,
dude.
Okay. Great response. I give you that.
That's all I'm saying.
That's perfect. I give you that.
Fetty Wap. I remember when we played Trap Queen on here because it was on Yo Gotti mixtape, and we didn't know who the fuck dude was. We thought he was just some nigga that little
with one eye.
No, we didn't know, but that was before we knew who he looked like. Like, his name wasn't even credited on the Yo Gotti mixtape. Like, it was just Trap Queen Yo Gotti.
You're right.
And we played and was like, man, the nigga on the hook did his thing, though.
So you're saying Fetty Wap wins?
Of course not.
Oh, man.
The fuck? Drake wins that.
What is this? 6 plus 6 equals what?
4 plus 2 equals 6.
4 plus 2 equals 6.
Man. Don't let that drop on Saturday.
Saturday. If views from the 6 come out on Saturday. Listen, man.
I need it too. I put on everything I love. I need that album. I'm gonna be honest. Fuck it. I fuck with Drake heavy, man. Y'all know this shit.
Are you checking for that at 12 a.m.?
I need it
Friday night.
They're probably gonna do it on OVO Sound Radio. That's probably how they're gonna drop it. And I need to hear it live. And as soon as it's over with,
when
got
does OVO Sound Radio come on?
8 Eastern, I believe.
8 Eastern on Friday night?
Saturday night. Gotta have it.
Yeah, I check that out.
So Drake moves on.
Yeah, Drake moves on.
Let's move to the South, man, finally. Future versus J. Cole.
It's a rough one for me, man.
Like both
your
boys.
I'm torn here.
Two big boy years.
Jesus.
No, hold on. Let's recap J. Cole. J. Cole dropped the album. Platinum album, no features. Big Dog Tour.
Two albums. Whoa. Let's not forget the other album, The Live.
The Live joint.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
Okay, let's do that.
He had the internet's buzz in thinking him and Kendrick was finna, like, so he kept relevant with that whole, like people was really like begging for that joint.
He had the HBO special.
Big Dog concert special. Like, okay. Dope concert.
Genuine rollouts.
Yeah, the rollout was unheard of. Okay. Like, going through people's cribs, playing an album, like all the Dollar and the Dream tour.
300 first week.
Big Dog numbers. Okay. He had a big boy year. Right. No doubt. Future.
As y'all can see who I'm leaning towards.
Future got chips last year. Nigga had Monster, Beast Mode, 56 Nights, DS2, What a Time to Be Alive. Then top of the year, he dropped a new joint, The Purple Rain.
If you get Jump, man.
Evol, 3 number ones. God damn.
All right, see, look.
Nah. And I ain't got a hell of a year.
He shook it, man. It's Future. It's Future.
I ain't gonna hate him or love him, man. He had a regular. He had a big dog.
Right, year. It's Future. Okay.
And he won a lot of people over, too. Let me say that. A lot of people that I know.
You think more Future fans are around now?
Yes.
Okay.
Because a lot of people didn't understand the Future movement until they were brought in by him being on a Drake joint. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people that fucked with Drake. Shout out to homie Bird. He was a Drake. He fucked with Drake heavy. He not so much Future. He listened to What a Time to Be Alive. He said, oh, okay.
He get it.
That's what Future are. Okay. Now let me go back and listen to the last couple joints. Okay, they hot. Okay, the Evol come out is fire. He's like, oh, okay. I kind of get it now. I know what to expect. So he got new fans off it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know who you was bigger though.
Here's what I'm taking into consideration. Bars ain't even a question.
There's no question. Yeah, no question. Yeah, we're not finna.
Entertainment factor is not a question.
It's not.
You know what I'm right. saying? So you got one on one side, one on the other
for
side.
For sure. You got to go product then.
What do you mean product?
Like, he put out 6 projects, dude. You can't okay. match okay. that up against 2.
Okay.
Product. Who the fuck how fire this shit?
Product, was. Product.
Okay.
I got a son named Future Jr.
Mm.
And he's at Yankee Stadium with my baby mama.
Not with me.
With my baby mama.
Yep.
And the most politically correct nigga in America outside of Barack.
Right.
Like, Barack might be more gangster than Russell Wilson. That might be true. And my son, like, pointing up to, like, fixtures in the sky. Russell Wilson pushing his stroller.
Yeah. You got to swear. That's an L, bro. That's an L.
Like, that's an L.
Might be 2 L's.
Like
it's like a 2L to make a square. I ain't even
listen, man. And he getting sued because he came out and said something about the bullshit that was going on.
Yeah, that's some slaw. He taking L's right there.
I'm mad about that, man. Like, I don't know if that like with that going on.
But
can you take that W?
I'm not going. It's not because it's not affecting the music.
And it's Sierra.
But we don't really, don't nobody really like Sierra.
Exactly. That's my point. So that's why Future can still kind of live through this because we know, like, let's be realistic. It's Future. Like, imagine what he doing on the road.
His streak was too stupid.
No. I'm talking about the bitches.
Ah, yeah.
I'm talking about, like,
I mean, yeah, he not here.
Imagine why Sierra left.
Yeah, clearly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, that's his son. He can provide for him.
Right. He's got others.
I'm salty because he in all these pictures with Russell Wilson, and I'm trying to do something about that, yes. But I know my son good because this is the lamest nigga on earth.
Right. True.
Even though I fuck with Russell.
That's your and man.
He ain't around the street gangster shit, so I'm cool with that. So I slick get a win right here, too.
Borderline win.
Where it could have been a loss.
Yeah, it could have been motherfucking Snooty Wild. Or
yeah, like Sierra could have been fucking with Young Thug. And then it's a war in Atlanta. Like, I'm going to fight every day.
Or a bench
if
nigga.
If my son around Young Thug, dude, it's a war every day. We got to, this got to stop. You know what I'm saying? So, like, at least it is Russell Wilson.
She could have been fucking with Fat Trill.
She could have been fucking with Marshawn Lynch. Listen to me.
Listen to me.
It could have been Alden Smith. Oh, my God. What if it was Greg Hardy?
We got to put a stop to that ASAP.
What if it was Greg Hardy, dude?
So that's a silver lining in
all
of this.
So, where Future could have taken a loss there, I will give him a win. So, we got Future, Drake.
Yep.
Kanye and Kendrick.
That's the final four.
Woo!
Now, we're not going to go into the final four, man. We're going to save that for next weekend along with the final championship. We're going to discuss all of that. That's a hell of a final four, though. And it's an accurate final four.
Right. It was a good discussion, though.
Absolutely.
Great way to get here.
Let's get to this quick song break, man. 2 people that didn't make the list that could have and maybe should have. ASAP Ferg.
No.
Schoolboy Q. They got a new one, man, called Let It Bang. A lot of people said that, man, these niggas should have made the list. I don't know. Don't ask me why.
Who are those people?
I don't know. Okay. Anonymous. But they do have a new bang out, man. Check it out. Let's see what it's hitting on. Let it bang. Let it bang. Yeah. Let it bang. Let it bang. Let it bang. And he will. Let it bang. Let it bang. Let it bang. And he will. Let it bang. Let it bang. Let it bang.
hoes draw down on him, his own gun though. Fuck about family, where's my hundo? For my clip go knock knock zero. Fake nigga talk about Q ain't real. 18 slinging that Coupe de Ville. Young nigga move that dope. Young nigga might get killed. Cuz ain't paying my bills. He make the beef get grilled. 12 years clutching that steel. Pop a nigga more than them pills. Pissing on the sheet when I sleep. Body niggas like I do beats. I ain't talking about my uncle, this me. Met another million this week. Swagger make a Billy look cheap. I'm the reason why your mama OD'd. I'm the reason why your homies ain't deep. Now you wanna talk about peace. Pippin' bitches all up these streets. Wonder why you rubbing up feet. If you got high off of that soul. High steep platinum when the own shit, bro. Big belly bottom like I still get throw. Leave a nigga flat to his body get towed. Sad that the curtain got closed. Leave him with a hole in his skull.
Let it bang. Let it bang. Let it bang. Let it bang.
Let it bang. Let it bang. That was ASAP Ferg and Schoolboy Q. How you feel about that?
Schoolboy ripped it.
Schoolboy
snapped. I am a TDE guy, though.
You're a stan.
Pause. But I fuck with TDE. Schoolboy ripped it. So let's go. Let's turn up, punch. Let's turn up. Let's get this TDE movement cracking.
That was at my album Been on Ice for 2 years, Flow.
Flow, yeah. Like, you y'all quit playing with me. I'm ready. Top dog, punch. Let's put this out. Let's
mix
go.
Mix this shit and put it out. Cause he ate that to shreds.
I ain't mad at that, man.
Your boy. So that was on ASAP Ferg. Always Strive and Prosper is his album coming soon. For those checking for ASAP Ferg,
he just dropped the album, didn't he?
No.
What is that song you have in the future?
Yeah, that's gonna be on this.
Oh, it's gonna be on this too.
Tough. Okay. Other albums you can get this. Oh wait, my bad. Too soon. Quote of the week.
Oh,
getting ahead of myself.
Whoa.
Quote of the week comes from Wale. Man, he was being interviewed with Complex. I guess they back on good terms.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is Wale being interviewed right now?
Oh, because he's working on new music and he's he's dropping 2 albums this year, he said.
Oh, God.
And he was asked about his status with MMG and whether he was going to be MMG for life. That's been a topic of our conversation.
Interesting.
For the last couple of weeks. Let's see what Mr. Wale had to say about it.
We still tight. We still that mob. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I can still very, very strong. We still talk to each other all the time. We gonna show that on this project. You know, Ross came down specifically from Miami, flew to record with me for 2 days and just get things tightened up. So
soon come?
Soon come.
You think you'll be MMG forever?
You know, there's people that's been in MMG on paper and then not been on MMG on paper, but they still MMG. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a brotherhood for real. You know what I'm saying? It's a brotherhood, so.
Plus, you got it tatted, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But this right here, this ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
How do you interpret that answer? What did that mean?
I fuck with Ross. I fuck with a couple other niggas over here, specifically not Meek. And I'm going to continue to do me. And once my deal is up and I've fulfilled my obligations to MMG, I'm out.
Holla. And they'll still be my people
and
that I
no
fuck
with. No hard
with.
Feelings. If Gunplay want to hit me up when he in Philly and
he
we want to kick it, we can do that.
He can.
If Ross want to go to him like King of Diamonds with me, hey, we can go kick it.
He can.
But me Wale, I am out.
And I still got this MMG tattooed on my hand. Thank you for pointing that out, host.
And I'm going to get that redone. Don't worry about it. It ain't hard to do.
You ain't got to worry about
nothing.
Ain't
worry about nothing. Wale to the point. Wale is a more sophisticated rapper than what MMG has going on.
True.
And I say that to say, Rick Ross flopped on his last 2 albums. The Black Dollar,
chill out.
The Hood Billionaire weren't what they wanted at MMG. Gunplay came out; it was decent. Meek Mill got murdered this year. Wale looking at it from the sense as how he looks at it as, I'm the most talented rapper on this label. Yeah, in his opinion, the world. You know what I'm saying? So what benefits me from sticking around with somebody like Rick Ross, who clearly has displayed not being able to correctively manage a situation with Meek, with MMG, with all of these things throughout the last year? Like, there's no way that I'll put my career in somebody like that hand, especially if I'm Wale and I feel like I'm such a good artist. It ain't happening.
I say this, and this is, if I'm Wale, from his perspective, He's like he said, he's gonna try to drop two albums this year. We all know what that means when niggas drop a hella album.
It means he's gonna drop an album and a mixtape.
That means you're trying to get off these papers.
And he's trying to get off his deal.
You're trying to fulfill this eight album 360 deal that you signed 5 years ago.
Right.
You're trying to get out of that. And I'm not mad at him. Like you said, he got what he needed out of MMG. Like he got what he needed. It breathed life back into him. Nigga, cool. Now you can go sign Roc Nation.
Go
independent.
Why not go independent? Yeah, okay.
That's fine. Go independent. That seemed better. Look, like niggas out here with counterfeit money. Like, dude, you're not finna have me out here that.
And these are the people that you are associated with.
No,
like,
sir.
Like, you brought Fat Trudy, MMG. This is my guy.
Yep.
And he in the casino spending counterfeit money.
Nah, ain't looking
you
good.
You gotta reevaluate the whole situation. And, like, if I'm Wale, like, To be honest, and I'm not the biggest Wale fan, but I can say this. He's the biggest artist on MMG, including Rick Ross.
Nah.
Yes. All he needs is one song. Like, Wale got the potential. Like, Wale got the college crowd. Wale got the street niggas that'll fuck with him. Wale got plenty of different avenues as to where people would be like, I'm fucking with this dude just because... He's himself.
Got the females too.
He got the females tough. And he's himself though. Like, I don't care if you don't like how I'm coming off, is what Wale says. This is how I feel. And there ain't a lot of rappers that could do that.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I feel like that he is the strongest asset at MMG right now. And Rick Ross do not have any type of sustainability to keep
him. Yeah, you heard it here first, man. We've been talking about Wale dipping for about 6 months now. Yeah, it's only a matter of time. It's when.
I think independent, though. What you think? Roc Nation?
Either or. I wouldn't be mad at either
Def
or.
Def Jam?
I wouldn't be mad at that either. I could see him going independent, but I think he may need a label.
What about 360 with Lil?
Nah. he focused on Young Thug right now.
That's true.
All right, new music out, man. Lil' Kim.
What?
She has a mixtape out. It's called Lil' Kim Season.
You need to change that cover.
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
That ain't her.
Yeah, that's not her. The cartoon joint, it's not her.
You need to give me a more accurate description of what the post plastic surgery.
Yeah, that ain't nothing. Are you going to check that? Are you going to listen to her?
No. The fuck am I listening to that for?
Currency Weed and Instrumentals mixtape is out now. He's not stopping. Currency is like on a mission.
I ain't going to lie though. He putting too much music out. I ain't trying to hear this. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, we put up.
And I fuck with Currency. That's my guy and everything.
Shout out to the follow us on Twitter at On Deck TV Podcast. We posted a question, man. Are people putting out too much music?
Yeah,
and we got a lot of good responses out of that, and I want to say that the answer to that question is unquestionably yes.
It's a pinned tweet, so you can always see it, but I mean, our aspect behind it and what we're trying to figure out is like. Is the market flooded?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's like, check out my link, check out my mixtape, check out this, check out that. But, like, what else is it to it?
But I say that in regards to Currency. You said he was putting out too much music. Like, for me, like, my aux cord is broke in my car. I'm hot about it. So, I have to ride around listening to CDs. So, I'll burn a couple of new joints and listen to them. But I find myself without having all of the options that are in my Apple Music library at my disposal in the car.
First and foremost.
That you let shit marinate and it sound better.
First and foremost, you need to get your aux cord fixed.
Yeah, I do. No, it's my aux input. So, it's not the cord itself. It's the input.
Oh, okay.
So, I find myself listening to CDs and giving them more time than I would have if I had a whole Apple Music library at my disposal. It takes it back a little bit, makes you listen to shit a little more and let shit marinate, as opposed to, oh, okay, that 2 Chainz Wayne out. I can take this out and listen to this. Or I can take that out and listen to this Kendrick that just dropped, the Untitled. Or I can take that out and listen to this Lil' Kim. Or I can take that. Like, it's too much shit. You can't let shit marinate no more. You listen to shit one time, and unless it just fucking jumps out at you as a classic the first time, you like, I got something else I could be listening to. Let me scroll through my Apple Music and find some.
You find yourself, and we ain't gonna keep it too long, but to elaborate on your point, what you find yourself doing is listening to, when you're on those sites, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, you listen to your favorite music as opposed to what's new.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I find myself listening to Reasonable Doubt.
again, CD times.
You know what
times.
I'm saying? Like straight through.
Right.
And then I go to the Blueprint.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or I go to It Was Written.
If the Blueprint came out today,
or I go to Master P. You know what I'm saying? Like, I find myself going more so to like either old soul for Isley Brothers type stuff or old rap type stuff that I know the words to, as opposed to like if Young Thug come out with something dope. Like, and I'm not saying that he can't come out with nothing dope, but that's just not what I'm looking for on Apple Music. You know what I'm saying? I don't go check for that. I go check for what I'm used to, the songs that I know, the songs that are popular to me, what I can recite.
And the reason like that you're used to it is because you gave them time and listened to them. If Jay-Z right. dropped The Reasonable Doubt 2 tomorrow and it was just as good as Part 1, it wouldn't have the same effect. True. Because it's too much. There's too many distractions.
Right.
Because
think, Reasonable Doubt came out then, Volume 1 came out, what, 2 years later? A year and a half?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
you had a year and a half to ride around to that Reasonable Doubt if you listened to it at the time it came out. So that's the cheat code. Other new shit, Big Sean and Jhené Aiko have a joint album come out Friday.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's called 2088.
It ain't coming out.
Apparently, man, they got the release date Friday, man. I need it too. And then if you in the A, man, y'all can check out that title in a Lil Wayne title show.
Man, did you get a request back?
I did not.
Listen, man.
So you requested tickets and got denied.
Listen, title.
No pool.
Nah, listen, title.
You ain't got no clout.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And we finna address this. Whoever's over title,
Jay-Z.
Nah, it ain't Hov. Because me and Hov got a connection. Sagittarius, you know, we on the same page. Whoever sending these goddamn invites out telling me I'm denied.
You read it.
We're not getting in and check out the stream. No, this is On Deck TV podcast, dude. We got to be in a fucking building.
Yeah, I'm hot.
We getting the petition started and we shaking it on title. I'm ending my subscription. They fucking fucked me over. I don't want to watch it on stream. I want to be in the building with Wayne and Chainz because Chainz is my boy.
I'm definitely watching the
and
stream.
And I definitely did the RSVP, and they shot me back and said there was too many people. Listen.
Jordan crying.
Get a
face.
Bigger venue, motherfucker. Your title, dude. Niggas talking to me about these title checks. They're so big. Oh, title checks are bigger than Spotify and Apple Music. Alright, well, get a bigger venue where I can go in and be a journalist and give you great input next time on my podcast. Till then, fuck title.
Better luck next time.
Fuck them.
So that's Wednesday night, man. Y'all check that out. What you got on deck for the weekend other than not going to the title show?
Fuck them. We chilling, man. We trying to plot everything together. It's a big weekend coming up in Nashville, man. We'll give y'all more information about that later. But be on the lookout for it. Shout out to everything else that's going on. FSP and Ladies Room Podcast, as always. And On Deck TV Network, I am Spike Lou.
What am I doing this weekend, you ask? Thanks for asking.
No, I didn't ask at all. I don't care.
I'm chilling, man. I'm going to catch up. I think I'm going to binge watch.
I'm going to go watch Walking Dead Marathon Comic Book Edition.
I'm a binge watch at Daredevil. I'm on episode 3.
Listen.
It's Piff.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to watch that. I didn't get a chance to watch that. What's the joint? The Organized Noise documentary.
I need to watch that.
I started it, but I bad time, and I fell asleep.
Netflix.
I was tired as fuck.
Netflix, y'all told me the murder rap documentary will be on there March 19th. My
we
guy
did?
Netflix told me that it's not on there. I'm looking for it.
He
not
lied
there.
To you then.
Yeah. Yeah. So Netflix, if you're listening, murder rap documentary, Netflix, looking for that.
You struck need out that. With everything this week, then you ain't got no plugs in Netflix or
I
title.
Know. It's slick some slaw. Washed. But I did get my 12s and you didn't get yours, so you're hot.
I am.
I got my plug on that.
I'm going to get them white and blue ones come out this weekend. Don't even worry about it.
They come out this weekend?
Yeah.
I don't even need them. I'm good.
I do.
Because I got the 12s.
As always, man, fuck with us on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you for the subscribing. Thank you for the we see the post and the messages on Twitter.
We appreciate
and on IG
that.
And on iTunes.
Yes,
thank y'all.
We must definitely appreciate that, man. Y'all keep doing that, and we will keep showing love to the people who put authentic, genuine stuff up there. We really do appreciate that. It ain't no we just trying to repost shit for motherfuckers to say, oh, we doing this and doing that. Put your genuine opinion up there, man, and we gonna post it. We love that. We like that. That's what we do over here on Deck TV, is for the people.
Holla at your boy.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.